A breed apart, we head to high elevation country, home of Reynolds Land and Cattle. We have the latest news and beef headlines. Y'all are going to love this one. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode, CK Bar Ranch, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, Reynolds Land and Cattle, Sire Buyer, Wolf Cattle, Westway Feed Products, and this fine radio station.
Workers at the largest meat processing company in the world will strike at its Colorado plant, according to the labor union representing those workers. The strike at JBS's plant in Greeley will start on March 16th. The strike comes after the workers gave notice of cancellation of their contract due to alleged unfair labor practices. JBS was one of about 20 food companies that settled a 2024 federal lawsuit for over $200 million over employee wage fixing. JBS says it employs more than 270,000 people around the world, 3,800 of whom are based in Greeley, Colorado, where JBS USA is headquartered, and pays $3.1 billion for livestock each year, making it the world's largest meat supplier. A lawsuit over the U.S. Department of Agriculture's mandatory electronic identification ear tag rule for cattle and bison is moving forward, with a federal court request in South Dakota to set the rule aside. The New Civil Liberties Alliance, or NCLA, which is representing ranchers, farmers, and livestock producers in the case, argues that the USDA and its Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, unlawfully required electronically readable identification, or EID, ear tags for certain cattle and bison moving across state lines, replacing long-used visual tags. According to the NCLA's case summary, APHIS in 2013 allowed several forms of official identification for certain interstate cattle and bison movements, including both visual-only and electronically readable ear tags. But in May 2024, APHIS issued a final rule requiring that official ear tags sold for or applied to certain cattle and bison be readable both visually and electronically. The plaintiff's March 5th summary judgment brief argues that the USDA did not adequately justify the change and that the rule imposes added costs on producers while failing to solve the agency's stated traceability concerns. In the filing, plaintiff said the rule mandates that America's ranchers and farmers use visually readable electronic identification, EID, ear tags when moving certain cattle and bison interstate, and argued the rule increases the cost of raising cattle by approximately $3 per head. The NCLA said the USDA had previously agreed visual-only tags were effective in tracing disease in cattle and bison and had allowed producers to choose between visual-only and electronically readable options. The group now argues the 2024 rule abandoned that flexibility without sufficiently explaining the change. The organization also contends the current rule is internally inconsistent because it says EID ear tags are needed to reduce transcription errors tied to human error while still allowing those same tags to be used visually in the same manner as traditional tags if producers do not use electronic readers. The USDA, however, says animal disease traceability is important for quickly identifying where diseased and at-risk animals are, where they have been, and when they were there. On its animal disease traceability page, APHIS says traceability does not prevent disease but reduces the number of animals and response time involved in a disease investigation, which in turn reduces the economic impact on owners and affected communities. APHIS also says it provides electronic ID tags to cattle producers at no cost through state veterinarian offices. The case remains active in the U.S. District Court for the District of South Dakota. That's all we have for the news. Coming up after the break on the Ranch It Up Radio Show, we head to the high elevation country of Colorado to hear how this legendary limousine breeder got their start and why their cattle are called a breed apart. Keep it tuned right here. Grab yourself another cup of coffee and we'll be back right after this.
Limousine, Limflex, Angus, Semicross, genetics built for calving ease, growth, and profitability. Crew, that is Reynolds Land and Cattle. Friday, March 20th at the ranch in Sanford, Colorado, 60 yearling bulls, 32 year old bulls, and 10 yearling open heifers from the top cut of the herd.
All bulls are pap tested, fertility tested, and trick tested, ready to go to work for you.
Full details available at ranchchannel.com and ReynoldsLandandCattle.com. Reynolds Land and Cattle, performance you can count on.
Nutrition does not need to be difficult or overwhelming or complicated at all. Keep things simple with Westway Feed products. Cow-calf, dairy, feedlots, equine, and custom if you need. You can count on Westway. WestwayFeed.com.
Jorgensen Land and Cattle, the nation's largest seed stock supplier, invites you to the ranch in Ideal, South Dakota for the 54th annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale powered by the Motherlode. Featuring 200 registered Angus bulls backed by proven maternal strength and long-term cow herd value. All sale information at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. For 54 years, the Top Cut Sale has been the standard for practical, performance-driven Angus genetics. Jorgensen Land and Cattle at the ranch Monday, April 20th.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, the nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
It's the sale worth waiting for. CK Bar Ranch. Simmental and Sim Angus bulls designed to add pounds and profit to your program, where bulls offer the best of both worlds with proving calving ease and growth to maternal strength. Join the CK Bar Ranch crew Friday, April 3rd at St. Ange Livestock in St. Ange, South Dakota. Bid and buy online at DV Auction and videos, catalogs, and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and ckbarranch.com. Join us April 3rd in St. Ange, South Dakota for a powerful set of bulls ready to go to work for you. Today's breeder feature takes us to the high elevation country of South Central Colorado, Sanford, Colorado to be exact, home of Reynolds Land and Cattle. Rod and Troy Reynolds are joining us today, and this is one of the most fascinating stories of development and growth that I have heard yet. The Reynolds Land and Cattle seed stock operation, it started many years ago when Rod and his father first saw limousine cattle at the National Western Stock Show many years ago, and that coined their phrase of their herd that they still use today, and for good reason, a breed apart.
When I was a kid, we were at the National Western Stock Show walking down the back alleys, Dad and I, and saw a couple of red bull calves in a pen on a couple of Jersey cows, and Dad, I can still remember Dad climbing up on the gate and looking at those, and he looked over me and said, I don't know what kind of cattle those are, but he said, those are good. So we went to the office, and he went in, and a young lady asked, said, what's in pen 3568? She looked it up in her book there, and she said, well, they're limousine. They're from France, and they're brand new. They're just starting to come get them in. And we walked out of the office there in the old exchange building, and Dad looked at me, and he said, son, one of these days we'll have a whole herd of those. The cows we started with originally were Hereford and some Shorthorn cross and some Black Bolly cows, but mostly Hereford with a little Shorthorn in them. Dad was having our calves inspected, and we run in the summer in northern New Mexico, and the brand inspector, when we were looking at the calves, told my dad, he said, Phil, he said, your calves are a little small this year. Upset my dad. And he come home and said, I've got to do something different. And he went to some symposiums, and one of the guys at one of the symposiums said, if you're going to get the ultimate beef animal, you have to have a little dairy blood in them. And so Dad studied and decided to try a little brown Swiss. And so we crossbred those Hereford and Shorthorn cows to brown Swiss. They were beef brown Swiss. And that's basically where that started, and that's where we started calling them a breed apart. They were different. Limousine cattle, even our bulls today, and that's why we call them, or Dad called them, and we still do, a breed apart. They're a little different because of the old brown Swiss blood that was the basic genetics of these cattle.
So you bred these cattle up is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I just heard some wind in the background, so there was Troy. He was out checking as we speak.
I had to take a step out a second.
So I'm going to ask you, Troy, I mean, you're checking one that's Cavan. Is she doing okay?
She's doing all right now. It's looking like it's going to be a little big, but she's a big cow. I think she'll be all right.
So she can handle that one no problem.
Yeah.
Well, since you are sitting and watching to make darn sure that she's calving okay, now is a great time to bring this one up. And I need to ask this and talk about the evolution of the Limousine breed, both good and bad. Now, I have the utmost respect for the breeders of Limousine cattle, and they have maintained the tremendous carcass in those cattle while working on the temperament. Because let's just be honest, there were times that Limousine had that stigma of not being the most docile cattle. And guys, I can tackle this one because I've had lots of key in my cattle for a time, so I know about dealing with temperament issues at times. Now, this has been a focus of Reynolds Land and Cattle. And Troy, I bet you were probably maybe like 8 years old helping your dad rod calf cows. And we can't have a bunch of killers in the pen when there are kids and wives and dogs and horses and all of the above with those cattle.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to. You know, there's, I think we kind of had a head start with the disposition in Limousine compared to a lot of the other breeders just because of that base that Grandpa started with that Hereford Brown Swiss base. That we recognized it. We knew the people wanting to buy the cattle recognized it. And so we went to work. And, you know, I'd argue that we're one of the most docile breeds now after all the work that's been put in. And Dad's getting a little older. We've got a lot of little kids running around, and we can't have one that's going to run somebody over. If we ever have a problem with a cow that's calving or something won't nurse, you know, we hardly ever have to tie a cow up or anything. We just put her in the barn and stand there and help the cow throw a little hay, and the cow stands there and not a problem at all. The Limousine breeds came a long ways. We had a kid here today, and his dad wouldn't let him buy Limousine bulls years ago because he kept saying how wild they were. And today he was in the pens, and those bulls are licking on him and rubbing on him. And he said, oh, they're sure wild, aren't they? So for sure that we've come a long ways with the breed.
You know, like Troy said, I think we were a leg up on the disposition thing with the Brown Swiss. They definitely, there's just a difference in these cattle. Like this fall, we put the two-year-old bulls out here in a couple of acres, and I had one of those two-year-old bulls that every morning he'd stand at the gate and wait for me to come with a comb and combing. The docility is just a notch better. You know, in my opinion, the Limousine breed has done more for docility because they had to. Had a customer that buys bulls from me now. A few years ago, I ran into him at the feed store, and I asked him if he's going to come to the bull sale, And he just flat told me, he said, this has been several years ago. He said, no, we had some Limousine bulls we got from some guys, and we're not cowboy enough. And I told him, I said, just come over and walk through my pens of bulls and tell me they're wild. And he came over and he walked through the pens, him and his wife and son-in-law, and those scratching those bulls. And he went home with four bulls that day. And he comes now every year. And he said, you know, my calves are better. He said, almost every bull we get from you, we can stretch her back out in the field. And said, I'm just amazed at what you've done here. And we have. We work pretty hard at keeping the docility in these cattle. And like Troy said, we hardly ever use a rope in the barn. Most of our old cows will stand there and let it to milk them. And it's part of that's the way we handle them. We just have respect for them and they respect us. And a lot of it's handled, but you couldn't do it with most cows, but you can ours.
Obviously, we want to touch on the upcoming bull sale, the Limmy, Limflex, Angus, and Semi-Cross bulls, and we will in just a bit. But you bred these cattle up from half-bloods, which many ranches have done. How and why did the Limflex cattle come to be at Reynolds Land and Cattle? How did Angus get added?
Dad come every morning. My wife would make him pancakes about every morning, about 6 o'clock, 6:30. When he was alive, and we'd sit and talk, and one morning he was sitting here, and I had kind of a desire for a number of years to get into some Angus cattle. I thought that was something we ought to do, and I told Dad that morning. I said, Dad, I've found some Angus cattle, high altitude Angus cattle. I said, I'd like to buy a little set, and he said, I won't let you. And I said, why? And he said, well, your neighbor's got 550 head of Angus cows, and they have a bull sale and you don't need to step on their toes. He said, I don't think that would be a good thing to do to your neighbor. So I said, okay. But I said, I think we need to incorporate some Angus genetics. And he said, that's fine. He said, take some of these purebred cows and breed them to Angus bulls, and I'll be fine with that. So I did. And we actually sold them for 3 or 4 years. We call them Angusine. Still have the catalogs. As you go through them, it'll have a 50% Angusine bull. A few years later, started the limb flex, of course, and we were already 3 or 4 years or 5 years into the crossbred deal before they recognized them as limb flex. I don't know what year that was, but that's been a long time ago. You know, we'd gone a little further with some of them, and you know, at our altitude, we're running here at home over 7,600 feet, and we run from 9 to 10,500 feet in the summer, and they've got to be good-hearted. We have to pap test, make sure these cattle will thrive at this elevation, and they're strong-hearted, and they work up in this country. That's one advantage we have with these cattle, is that they're able to run at 9,000-10,000 feet, and they'll go forage. They're good workers, and they produce because of it.
Limousine bulls, red and black, limb flex bulls, red and black, Angus bulls, and semi-cross. How did the semi get added into the mix?
Originally, we started breeding Simmental to get some of those Simmental females to use for the show calves and crossbreed the show calves back on top of them. Well, we started getting some of those three-way cross bull calves that weren't necessarily show calves, but you hated to cut them because they were so good. And so that's kind of how it started. But then we have it kind of hit here. A lot of people were trying to implement different things, change their genetics a little bit. The first couple of years we had those Simmental bulls was a hit. And so here in the last 6 or 8 years or so, we've bought in some Simmental females and continue to breed those Simmental cattle. And boy, a lot of people just love them. And a lot of the Simmental cattle we have are half semi, quarter Angus, quarter Limmy. Man, they make great mamas. They're fertile. They're growers. And that cross has been amazing for us, really.
Guys, let's land the plane on this one. Give me a couple closing comments.
The Limousine just put things together for us better than any other breed. They just do things well. And then when you start talking carcass traits and converting feed and all those kind of things, they're top of the line. What we did with them, what my dad did with them when we started crossbreeding them, just made these cattle at Reynolds Landing Cattle just a little different, and we think a little better. Calving ease is a priority for us, for our customers. We still got adequate growth. Disposition is second to none. Maternal ability, Troy and I have bred these cattle to stay maternal. We downsized them some, put more middle and softness in them, kept them maternal. We work on udder quality all the time. Just those kind of things, I think, just set us apart a little bit. We're not maybe the big names like some of them, but I think the cattle speak for themselves. To have customers that's been coming for, you know, 45, 50 years buying bulls from us, I'll be here again this on the 20th and buy cattle again, I think speaks for the kind of cattle and the people that sell them. We're just happy with what we do and what we've done over the last 50 plus years with these cattle.
Troy, do you got anything to add? Because I think your dad just sold it right there.
Every day I think I might outthink him on something, but he he's still the man. He's still the one to go to, even though I'll argue with him a little bit. We definitely live in a different environment than a lot of people do, and these cattle have got to get out and work, and we feel like they can go. We've sent cattle clear back east and clear back west, and you know they thrive and they do well, and that's something we've definitely tried to improve and implement, that they can just thrive anywhere they go. And we feel like we just are getting better and better, and Dad hit the nail on the head with what he said.
Rod and Troy Reynolds with Reynolds Land and Cattle. The sale details, Friday, March 20th at the ranch, Sanford, Colorado. Limousine, Limflex, Angus, and Semi-Cross bulls, 60-yearling bulls, 32-year-olds, and 10-yearling open heifers. All cattle are pap tested, fertility tested, and trick tested. All sale information at ReynoldsLandAndCattle.com and RanchChannel.com. Sale broadcast through DV Auction. But there is so much more to their story, so head to Ranch Channel and click on the sales series, and you will find more details about their operation. Highly recommend taking a few minutes to listen to that one and take in more of their program, the history, the philosophy, and just a little bit about the club calf side of the operation as well. Reynolds Land and Cattle. Gentlemen, it was an absolute pleasure. Now, crew, it's time for a break. When we come back, the numbers and more of the cow stuff is up. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and keep it parked.
RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop LivestockMarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at LivestockMarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Wolf Cattle presents the 38th opportunity sale of 2026, Thursday, April 2nd. 300 registered limousine, Limflex, and Angus bulls, fall yearlings and spring yearlings, plus 30 registered females. Online only with live bidding through Superior Livestock and DV Auction. Sale details at wolfcattle.com, DV Auction, Superior Livestock, and Ranch Channel. Wolf Cattle, where beef is our business. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. We recap the markets from the previous week. So, Kirk, what do you got for numbers for us? Any insides on what's going to be happening coming down the pike?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. We had quite the interesting week Friday, March 6th. It started with a news release from CBS News that was reporting that JBS Greeley union workers have given their 7-day notice to cancel the contract extension, which means that the workers can strike on March 16th. So not exactly what the cowboys listening to you wanted to hear. March feeder futures closed the week at 355.45. That's up 20 cents on the week, with the CME feeder index down 547 at 367.32. That left the basis at a positive $11.87 versus March futures. New crop corn is also pressuring cost of gains as near its two-year highs. Of course, all that's coming from the extreme rally in oil. April live cattle closed the week at 234.32.5. That's up 222.5 on the week. Cash traded 240 in the north and 240 to 242 in the south, with the five-area weighted average down 329 at 240. The basis versus April futures is a positive $5.67.5. Choice boxes closed the week up 827 at 387.22. So we are getting some strength out of the boxes. Weekly slaughter was a very low 521,000 head. That's 2,000 head above last week, but 58,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights were up 2 pounds to 895 pounds, which is 27 pounds higher than this week last year. The combination of higher dress weights and lower slaughter left the yearly slaughter up 0.1% at 7.8% less than last year. Beef imports from Brazil were up 2% up the reported week to 27% higher than this week last year. Total fresh beef imports are up 10% on the year. To wrap this up, December corn closed the week at 484.5. That's up 15.75 on the week. Corn is also being supported by the huge moves we're seeing in oil.
Want to know the best advice for risk management when it comes to ranching? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I recently visited with Josh Maples about the topic of risk management, specifically price risk management, and he shares some outstanding tips. Here's a portion of our conversation.
A lot of what we do in the cattle industry is trying to avoid health risk, death loss risk, you know, just lots of risks that we face all the time. We face weather risk, we face all kinds of risk. And so we're really accustomed to it. And I think that the more attention we could put towards, hey, let's just make this a scheduled part of what we do. You know, I'm going to vaccinate my cattle this time of year. I'm going to breed my cattle this time of year. I'm going to calve this time of year. So I'm going to put them in this particular pasture to calve in because I can see them better or whatever. You know, a lot of this is really risk avoidance type stuff. Let's mix in there too. Hey, this is the time of year I think about a price risk management plan and how it fits in with my goals of my operations.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
The Ranch Channel sales calendar. ISA Beefmaster's private treaty bull and heifer sale is open for bids. Get a hold of Lorenzo to view the Beefmaster bulls and heifers at the ranch, San Angelo, Texas. There is still time to place your bids online with Heartland Cattle Company, Simmental and Sim Angus Bulls. Bid online at DV Auction. Bids close on Monday, March 16th. Friday, March 20th, Reynolds Land and Cattle, Limousine, Limflex, Angus, and Simi Cross, yearling and two-year-old bulls and open heifers at the ranch, Sanford, Colorado. Bid online at DV Auction. Upcoming sales later in March, Miller Angus Farms, U2 Quality Seed Stock, and the Wolf Cattle Open House on March 24th and 25th at the Sandy Ridge Ranch, Atkinson, Nebraska. All catalogs, videos, online bidding platforms, and sale information is available at ranchchannel.com. Lots more sales are jumping on as we speak literally across the country. Get all the details, catalogs, videos, bidding, and buying information available on ranchchannel.com.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Rod and Troy Reynolds with Reynolds Land and Cattle, Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners for today's episode, CK Bar Ranch, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, Reynolds Land and Cattle, Sire Buyer, Wolf Cattle, Westway Feed Products, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. And you can call or text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.